časne pesmi iz Amerike in okolice vsako sredo ob 10 zvečer na Radiu Študent.
Leaving the great northwest, and it's taking her tonight back down south to Texas. She's been dancing on tables to pay rent, behavior to just get by, maybe stay clean. Oh, Abilene, 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 Abilene. Well, her daddy'd get drunk, then he'd hit her hard, and her mama'd lie in bed high on pills and talking to God. But like her beautiful tattoo, these old memories she can't lose. Said she ran away at 15. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead there you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there and try to forget everything. Staring out the window at the long cold night, ahead on the horizon it's another string of bright lights. She's dreaming of a man she's going down to meet in a bar on an Austin street. Maybe this one won't be so mean. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead there you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there and try to forget everything. Abilene, Texas bar. There's this guy and he's sitting alone, thinking of a girl that he swore he'd wait there for. But he's drinking his beer and he's feeling old, remembering every lie he's told, till he changes his mind and he leaves. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead
ever seen. Baby, it's better if you get off there and try to forget everything. Halloween, Halloween.
Abelin, pesem Davea Elvina z njegove studijske plošče Black Jack David iz 1998. leta, tokrat v izvedbi z nastopa 4. oktobra lani v Golden Gate Parku v San Francisco. Posnetek najdemo na koncertnem albumu Davea Elvina and the Guilty Women, ki ga je objavil konec maja letos. Pesem je kajpak redno igral na koncertih in je zabeležena recimo tudi na albumu Out in California iz leta 2002. Tisto ploščo je za razliko od pričujoče pravkar omenjene podpisal kot Dave Elvin and the Guilty Men, krivi možje, tokrat pa ga spremljajo glasbenice, ne, krive ženske, recimo Cindy Cash Dollar, ki je sestavila akustično spremljevalno zasedbo, v kateri so še Nina Gerber s kitaro, Sarah Brown z basom, Liza Pankratz z goslimi mandolino, Amy Ferris z goslimi, Suzy Thompson s harmoniko in Christy McWilson s spremljevalnim glasom. Tole je oddaja Izven zakona, pozdravljava vas Mirko Poštrek in Jure. Pred zadnjo sredo v avgustu pa izkoriščamo tudi za to, da se pripravimo na udarno jesen, ko bomo lovili korak z novimi objavami v našem glasbenem okviru. Enkrat septembra bomo namreč povzeli tisto, kar je Dave Elvin naredil v zadnjih 5-6 letih in objavil na studijskih ploščah in smo mi spotoma spregledali oziroma nismo imeli časa ukvarjati se s tistim. Preden gremo nekoliko bolj nazaj v zgodovino, poslušamo še eno klasiko Davea Elvina, 4th of July, spet v izvedbi njega in vse ženske zasedbe Guilty Women na konec maja letos objavljeni koncertni plošči, 4. julij.
She's waiting for me when I get home from work. Oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark. And won't answer when I call her name. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting cowards below. And hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. It's the 4th of July. Gives me her cheek, but I want her lips, and I don't have the strength to go on the lost side of town in a dark apartment. We gave up trying so long ago. On the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks below. Yeah, baby, it's the 4th of July. Yeah, baby, it's the 4th of July. And whatever happened that so dry tears, baby, walk outside. It's the 4th of July. A cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks below. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. We forgot all about the 4th of July. Thank you.
Deva Elvina dobro poznamo, saj smo v oddaji izven zakona res da pred 10 leti povzeli njegovo dotedanje delo. Pred tem smo predstavili tudi skupino The Blasters, v kateri je z bratom Filom igral v 80-ih letih. Zato smo Deva Elvina kar malo zanemarili, saj smo imeli preveč drugega dela, zato bomo jeseni nadoknadili zamojeno. Pred tistim napovedanim pregledom njegovega novejšega studijskega dela pa sedaj povzemimo vsaj del njegove koncertne dejavnosti. Gremo nazaj v davno leto 1993, ko je s pokojnim countryjem Dickom Montano in sprav tako dobro nam znanim Mojom Nixonom pod imenom The Pleasure Barons nastopil v Las Vegasu, posnetki pa so na to išli pod naslovom Life in Las Vegas. Tam je Dave Elvin izvajal predvsem razne country klasike. Poslušamo Knightovo Closing Time, s katero so takrat The Pleasure Barons začeli nastop, odpel pa jo je Dave Elvin.
All the
Naslednja, ki jo je 1993 leta na nastopu v Las Vegasu s countryjem Dicko Montano in z Mojom Nixonom pod imenom The Pleasure Barons odpel Dave Elvin, je klasika Joya Saufa Games People Play.
Yeah.
Prispevke Moja Nixona in countryja Dicka Montaneja z koncertne plošče Live in Las Vegas za sedbe The Pleasure Barons iz davnega 1993. leta si bomo prihranili za kako drugo priložnost, ko se bomo recimo posvetili njunemu delu. Zato sedaj z te plošče poslušamo le še eno pesem Watsonova Gangster of Love, tokrat seveda v izvedbi Davea Elvina.
Jesse James and Frank James, Billy Kidd, all the rest. Supposed to be some bad cats way out here in the west. But when they dug me in my gangster ways, they hung up their guns and made it to the graves. Cause I'm a Well, I robbed the local beauty contest of their first place winner. They found her with me at Caesar's Palace, eating a big steak dinner. And when they asked her to come back and pick up her little prize, she stood up and told them, "You just don't realize that he's a gangster love." I'm gonna invade a little while. I jumped on my white horse Cadillac. I took a ride down by the borderline. I lassoed 65 women. I kissed them all at the same time. I took 25 or 30 and I shipped them all out on a freight. There's a $1 trillion reward for me. Each and every state.
Now the sheriff says you guitar Watson in a very deep voice. And I said, no, Brother Sheriff. But that's your wife on the back of my horse, 'cause I'm a gangster love.
Na spletu je v obtoku cela vrsta raznoraznih koncertnih posnetkov Deva Elvina za zadnjih let. Z ene od njih, s tiste, ki prinaša posnetke z nastopa 7. oktobra 2007. Leta z The Guilty Men na festivalu s pomenljivim imenom Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, torej težko dosleden Bluegrass ali pa zvest, recimo starimo Bluegrassov festival, poslušamo še eno njegovo klasiko, Out of Control.
Next song is from a CD of mine called Ashgrove, and it's a little bit of the new economic blues.
Check it slow, but I swear it's the only thing. other people's houses. She's every day just like some slave. And she's been waiting for kids in a mobile home. Just on the 63 way. And some nights out when I go down to see her. Yeah, sometimes she wants me to stay. Cause you know that since she found Jesus, she's always trying to save my soul. But every now and then all she really wants to do construction, but I never got along with my boss, so I do a little import and export, making enough just to cover my costs, and I'm losing my hair and I'm losing my teeth, but you know I'm trying to keep my grip and just live to see one more day without making any stupid slips. But you know that I could have played the game. I could have done just what I was told, but I guess that I was born a little bit. Get a little higher, cause baby likes to look at the shooting stars and make wishes as they fly by. And you know that I like looking down at the city from way up there in the sky. And then I pull baby close to me when it starts getting cold, and I close my eyes for a little while. We'll be right back.
Dave Elvin si na nastopih privošči razprostranjene izvedbe nekaterih svojih pesmi. Taka je bila pravkar slišena Out of Control, v studijski izvedbi znana splošča Ash Grove iz leta 2004, kot ste slišali, sam povedal v začetku pesmi. Slišali smo, da je v izteku te izvedbe Dave Elvin upletel del napeva iz pesmi Eleanor Rigby, The Beatles. Poslušamo še naslovno pesem z te plošče, torej Ash Grove, ki jo je prav tako odigral na omenjenem nastopu 7. oktobra 2007. Leta z The Guilty Men na Hardly Strictly Bluegrass festivalu. V uvodu pesmi bo sam povedal, o čem pesem govori.
Story here. We're living in some weird, weird times, brothers and sisters. And during such weird and strange times as this, what we need to do to survive and to get by is to cling to those things and those people that we love. That's the only way you can do it. That and vote. So in these strange and weird times, one of the places that I cling to get me through was a club that is long, long gone, a nightclub called the Ash Grove. And it was a club where my brother Phil and I, we would beg, borrow, or borrow a ride to get to 25 miles up to the Ash Grove to see T-Bone Walker, to see Reverend Gary Davis, to see Muddy Waters, to see Clifton Chenier, to see Clarence White, to see Ralph Stanley, to see Lightnin' Hopkins, to see Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, Big Joe Turner, Johnny Shines, Willie Dixon, you go down the list, we saw them all. And so in these weird and strange times in which we live, I cling to that memory of that place where I became who I am today, for better or for worse, was sitting right at the feet of the giants. And so what I'm going to try to do right now through the metaphysical powers of music is somehow bring that old wooden raggedy stage of the Ash Grove all the way up the coast and drop it right here in Golden Gate Park. I'm gonna give it a try right now. Cause you know, when I was a young boy, I used to slip away, way down to the Ash Grove to hear the old bluesmen play. There was Big Joe and Lightnin' and Reverend Gary too, and you know, I'd sit and stare and dream of doing just what they could do. Been 30 years since the Ash Grove burnt down, and you know I'm out on that highway traveling town to town, trying to make a living, and I'm trying to pay the rent, and I'm trying to figure out where my life went. I want to go back to the Ash Grove. To go searching for the blues. No, you don't. You do not. It does not require a search. You don't have to go searching or put on any funny clothes or funny sunglasses or funny hairdos. No, you don't have to go searching. You don't pretend to put on airs, because the blues are gonna find each and every one of you someday, somewhere. Now, truth is relative, but that is 100% unrelatively true. You see, now my mother's gone,
Now my father's gone, and all the old blues men have all passed on. But nonetheless, I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town. I'm setting up my gear and then I'm tearing it all down. Turning up my guitar, standing up on the stage. I'm just trying to raise ghosts up out of their graves. I can't say I've been all sinner, and I can't say I've been all saint. I've done some good things and I've made really, really big mistakes. Some of them right here in this town. But that was years ago. See, I've been in and out of love, and I've said words that I regret, and I've been drunk, and I've been sober, and I'm still fighting with the menthol cigarettes. But I'm still out on this highway, going town to town, and the news on the radio just brings me down. It's all intolerance and fear, ignorance and lies. It's the same old, we'll hear it a million more times, and it gets me thinking. Yeah, it gets me thinking. Gets me thinking about a lot of things. But right now it gets me thinking of friends and lovers and how they come and go, like look-alike houses on the side of the road full of everyday people. Just trying to get ahead, trying to find one reason just to get out of bed. Cause we all need something just to get us through. Well, I'm gonna play the blues today, cause it's just what I do. I'm gonna ride to the Astro. We'll be right back.
Naslednji teden se v oddaji izven zakona pripravljamo na obdelavo monumentalne zbirke Archives Volume 1 Nila Younga, torej arhivi prvi del Nila Younga, ki se je bomo lotili v oddaji Moč pesmi v prvo sredo v septembru. Zato bomo poslušali priredbe nekaterih pesmi Nila Younga naslednji teden, ne, v izvedbah drugih, prav tako dobro navznanih izvajalcev na še eni od mnogih zbirk posvečenih Nilu Youngu. Ta ima enostavni naslov Tribute to Neil Young. Milko Poštrak se poslavljam s še eno klasiko Deva Elvina, eno njegovih najbolj znanih pesmi, še iz času Blasters, torej eno njegovih največjih uspešnic, edino, ki jo je napisal v tako imenovanem zajdeku ali Cajun slogu. Marie Marie, tokrat v izvedbi z vse žensko zasedbo The Guilty Women z letošnje koncertne plošče. Lep pozdrav!
Marie Marie, playing guitar on the back porch, sitting in my car. Why you sing so sad, Marie Marie? Marie Marie, I got 2 weeks in back pay and there's gas in my car. And your folks say that I gotta go, Marie Marie. And I say, hey! Pretty girl, don't you understand? Oh, that I just want to be your loving man, Marie Marie. So lonely in these farmlands, please come with me to the bright lights way downtown, Marie Marie. Nina. Guitar on the back porch and leaving my car.
Why you sing so sad, Marie, Marie? Thank you to the guilty women. You are some kick-ass dudes, man.
And did you forget my song?